like, is she married? I don't know.
What about an insect? Some of them are green and some of them are brown, and it hops along in the grass in the summer.
A grasshopper.
Okay. You ever heard those called hopper grass?
No.
Okay. And say if you haven't cleaned a room in a long time, up in the corner of the room, you might find a...
spider webs. Okay. Cobwebs.
Okay. Do cobwebs have spiders living in them?
No. I never have seen one in them.
Uh-huh. What about something similar outside, spider say, stretched across the bush? Would you call that a cobweb?
Well, I don't know whether that's really one or not, or whether it was just frost. I guess it is a cobweb.
Is that what you'd call it?
Yeah, I guess it would.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes, you know,
I don't know whether that's really one or not.
Evergreens is that
frost,
but
I guess it is a cobweb.
It may be some kind of a worm that does that.
Yeah.
I guess.
I imagine it is. But I never have seen nothing in a cobweb.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some around. I try to keep them down, but time you go off and stay a week or two, well, they do get kind of down sometime, and I go around when I get back, and I don't know nobody to go off and stay while I've got cobwebs, but now there's not no disgrace to that. We can't get that.
The part of the tree that grows under the ground is called the...
stay while I've got cobwebs.
The roots.
Do you ever hear about using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
No, but I've heard them talk about sarsaparilla teeth.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Now, there's people that has drank that. They say February, you know. But I never did like that stuff.
But I've heard them talk about sarsaparilla.
They think it's healthy, you know.
Yeah. Do you ever remember any sort of home remedies, medicines that your parents made?
Well, my mother and daddy always used a plenty of turpentine and coal oil and grease for a bad cold.
Uh-huh.
Vicks say, you know, instead of grease now.
Uh-huh.
A plenty of turpentine and coal oil. And grease for
the kind of tree that you tap for syrup.
A bad
coat. That is sugar trees.
Uh-huh. What if you had a big group of these trees growing together? What would you call that?
A grove.
Uh-huh. What sort of trees do you have around here?
Well, we just have different kinds. Oak and pine and sugar trees and elms. Oh, I don't know.
Well,
we've got everything except the chestnut tree, I guess.
Pine.
You know that?
Sugar trees.
Elms.
That tall shade tree. It has long white limbs and white scaly bark.
And the hickory tree. That's hickory.
Uh-huh. What about the tree that has little knobs and balls on it, and you can peel the bark off.
A poplar?
Uh-huh.